The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It's Tuesday, the 19th of August, 2025, and you are on the clock with Aaron Green. We're talking taxis this morning and unions, along with a couple of news on the table, some positive news, some interesting news, some questions for you. Let me start by reminding you about the Loyalist Charles Farquharson Will Competition 2025, open to junior and high school students across the archipelago. Four winners will be from one of four districts: New Providence, Grand Bahama, San Salvador, and the rest of the Family Islands. The prize pot is over $450 plus prizes. To play the game, call the show. Let us know you want to play the competition. Play the game. We're going to transfer you to the producer. You're going to give the producer some information: the student's name, school, what grade they're going into, what grade, and the answers. First, the government recording record for Loyalist Charles Farquharson's Will. The government recording record for Loyalist Charles Farquharson's Will, and the recorded date of Loyalist Charles Farquharson's death. The recorded date of Loyalist Charles Farquharson's death. Another note: Abilities Unlimited Summer Fund Fest was postponed two Saturdays ago, but it's being hosted this Saturday, 23rd of August, 2025, at the Abilities Unlimited location, compound on Dolphin Drive, their training facility, their manufacturing facility on Dolphin Drive, Saturday the 23rd of August, 2025, Abilities Unlimited Summer Fund Fest. Got lots to talk about. Of course, the papers are filled with conversation about, you know, not as much unions. The issue is taxi cabs and liveries. We're going to go through those stories. Is Guardian: residents in Southeast Bahamas report mild conditions from Erin. I took a look at Erin on the map. So I size Andrus on the outside, size Long Island on the inside. But this week, it's huge. Lower outer bands stretch beyond Curacao. Northern outer bands stretch beyond the Bahamas. We pray that everyone in its path experiences it as safely as we have here in the Bahamas. Residents in Southeast Bahamas report mild conditions from Erin as Category 4 Hurricane Erin barreled past the Bahamas on Monday. Residents of the Southeast Bahamas shouldered tropical storm conditions. It's in today's Nassau Guardian. I had a headline from today, last week, the weekend's here. It was a video report. I didn't transcribe it. And I was awaiting, trying to see if I could find this same information being reported on by different, but not, I haven't found it yet. The headline is DRM countries, hurricane shelters can only hold 3% of population. That's Eyewitness News, 16th of 25. And it made me think, well, what? Like, imagine that you're in Abaco right now. The hurricane shelter that you were promised after Dorian still is not operational. It's not even a standalone dedicated hurricane shelter. It will have other functions. It will limit its capacity to function as a hurricane shelter, or limit the capacity, right, of the hurricane shelter. But as soon as we hear this statement, man, that DRM says countries, hurricane shelters can only hold 3% of population, must be concerned, because Bahamas Air could only fly 0.3% of the population anywhere at any time with all of its fleet. Like, this is a national security issue. And I guess it's time we, the people, have to decide how are we spending our money? What are we going to use our resources for? And if it's not for building hurricane shelters, I don't know what we could do. Because, see, a hurricane shelter is not something an individual to build on their own. You know, this is not a, oh, you guys deal with this by yourself kind of issue. This requires a collective participation from various sectors of society, but it also requires take the lead. Anyway, that headline was concerning, but I'm glad that Aaron has not made a turn, or at least not a turn contrary to what we expected. And we are safe so far. I got to say good morning to Samira Johnson. Samira Johnson, I hope you are having a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day to your family and loved ones. So, two headlines I've got noted for today. In The Guardian, Knowles, we will look into non-legal officers. And of course, in The Guardian, we won't be forced out. We won't be forced out is the latest input from the livery taxi cab union conflict. Now, let me just say this. I'm not sure if that's the proper way to frame it, right? Because I don't think there may be conflict between taxi drivers, taxi cab union, delivery union, but I don't think that's where the problem rests. And so here are some articles following today's article. We won't be forced out, Nassau Guardian. Taxi cab union leader accused taking bread from people's mouths, close quote. That's yesterday's Tribune. 15th of August, Nassau Tribune, taxi union will consider action. Again, 15th of August, Tribune, TUC affiliates summoned on taxi driver oppression. Joining me in studio is Mr. Nuri. Good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Hey, Aaron, you okay?
Are you all right?
Yeah, it's a long day today. Let me get the mic closest.
It's been a long week. Apparently, I've been out there churning and working on people's nerves.
Good. That's a good thing.
Not all the time.
Yeah.
Not all the time.
What are we talking about today? I see you're talking about taxi and delivery drivers.
So, yeah, I got the taxi and delivery drivers. There's some interesting points in there. Prisoner reoffends while on work release scheme. That was an interesting story. Let's touch on that quickly.
I see his.
Yeah. And you, I mean, at first it seems like that's the most exciting part of the story. It gets better. Mm. Right? This is the things. The woman tearfully told 44-year-old Jason Ferguson, quote, "Had for you was real, but I can't do this anymore. I need to move on with my life." Ferguson was supposed to be released in 2026 after the completion of a 3-year sentence for gun, but Magistrate Lennox Colby Sr. sentenced Ferguson to 6 years in prison after he admitted to having a loaded gun while on the prison's work police program. Ferguson had already spent five. So here's my thing. Why are people with gun convictions on work release programs? Here's what I'm saying. Find a program. Mm-hmm. Develop a work program on the prison compound, within the confines of the prison. Because somebody say, well, when they've been released from prison, normal life, right? They're going to have skills, whether they're maintaining skills or gaining new skills, right? They're going to have economic needs as soon as they walk out of the doors of the prison. And so we're trying to facilitate that. What about us, the public? What about us, the public? Right? So we're going to continue to read from this article. Police arrested Ferguson and seized the weapon after he crashed during a high 11th around 2:45 p.m. He's taken to the hospital. He's treated for shattered shoulder bone and injuries to his arms and legs. The prosecutor told the court that he was on the prison's work release scheme at the time of his arrest. He didn't say where Ferguson was working or how long he had been on the program. Why? Why not? See, yes, prisoners do have rights. Surely this is public information. Now, am I to presume, speculate, infer that there are further investigations going on? There's something else happening? Anyway, the point is that not public information? And should that not be shared with the public? It goes on. Ferguson's lawyer argued that although Ferguson reoffended while serving a sentence, he was still entitled to a deduction for his early guilty plea. No, I mean, I'm not saying that I read the policy, the regulations, right? But the answer should be no. A gun crime, right? A gun crime. While on the work release program, and you were in jail for a gun crime, and it's another gun crime, and you were on a work release program. And then somebody has the audacity to petition for your sentence to be cut down. And then the man is sentenced to 6 years for the concurrent 4-year sentence. Concurrent means at the same time, right? Mm-hmm. And consecutive means you serve one sentence and then you serve the next, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if attitude towards gun crimes is sufficient to deter gun crimes. Colby directed that the gun seized from Ferguson be sent to the forensic lab to see if it had been used in crimes. Anyway, I just thought it was kind of troubling. Like, you are in prison for a gun crime, you on a work release program, and you are found in possession of a gun, and then you want to plead mercy to get reduction in sentence because you pled guilty. I don't know. Like, what you mean you pled guilty? In this particular instance, police arrested Ferguson and seized the weapon after Ferguson crashed during a high-speed chase. Now, I took an excerpt from the article. I didn't include the details of the chase and what happened. But in this particular instance, does pleading guilty really, is that really worthy of a reduction in sentence in this particular matter? I just wanted to put that out there. Another quick story before we get to the taxi cab, Mr. Nuri. Did you see this story coming out of the United States of America? When I turned on my TV yesterday, and let me just say to the staff at BTC, virtually all of our issues are resolved in the area. We have one resident left that was experiencing an issue before this area-wide outage that has not been resolved yet. And she has been communicating or attempting to communicate with you for 4 weeks now and has not been successful in getting resolution to her issue. Please. Anyway, but the point is, I turned on my TV and I could see it because it was on. First working day, business day of the week, by Monday evening, the problem was resolved. My complaint was simply, if the information was read or conveyed at the time it was given, maybe the problem would have been resolved before the weekend ended. Before the weekend started, maybe even. On another note, so I turned on my TV last night and I saw this story. Did you see it? Texas Democrat legislator to stay in state capitol after refusing law enforcement escort to leave. That headline sounds nice, eh? So, did you know that the U.S. has a problem with boundaries, constituency and district boundaries as well? Anyway, so in Texas, the Republicans control the House and they like, we changing up these districts. Democrats allege that this is gerrymandering. This is an attempt to create districts that are bouts by Republican candidates. And so the Democrats protested this knowing they didn't have the majority of the House and they had very little control. They protested it by going on vacation. They went all across the continental USA, right? So they finally get back to the House yesterday. And the Republicans pull a move and say, hey, since y'all don't like showing up to work, what we're going to do is you sign a consent form consenting to be escorted by a police officer that will ensure you show up to work on Wednesday. And, I thank God y'all turned my TV back on because it, what you mean? So Collier, state rep, Nicole Collier of Fort Worth said yesterday evening she prepared to spend the next whatever hours until Wednesday in the House, but what she ain't going to do is sign a consent form saying that a police officer to escort her, not bodyguard, escort her like she's a detainee around the place to make sure she come to work on Wednesday. And I just thought, we get boundaries. Commission discussions happening right now. I mean, we wouldn't know. It has nothing to do with us, the citizens who make up the constituencies, but them set are having boundaries conversation. I want to ask you, you think we'll ever reach that point in the country where, I know, I just, it's unbelievable to me that this would happen in the United States, that lawmakers would attempt to force other lawmakers to participate. I just wondered if anybody else had heard of them. Do we think anything close to this would ever happen in our jurisdiction, with our in our common law jurisdiction, in the jurisdiction of the Bahamas, if anything would happen like term Democratic lawmakers? She's not a jabroni. She, like, remember a couple of summers ago, a lot of new representatives got locked up, got detained, got kicked out the House. She's not a new representative, seven-term Democratic lawmaker, former chair of the Texas Legislative Black Caucus, and also represents a majority-minority district. She added in the statement, quote, my constituents sent me to Austin to protect their voices and rights, she said. I was shocked. I really didn't think that it is going down like that in the United States. And it me. When did Trump and the Republicans start taking tips from the Bahamas? It just made me wonder. Ah, the phone line. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Good, good. I just had a name in my head. I'm trying to reach the gentleman that asked the show in the morning before.
You trying to reach them right now?
The show is over.
Cousin.
The talk show with Mr. What's his
to the representative from the livery union? Because you on a whole other show.
I'm trying to reach Guardian Radio.
You on Guardian Radio, sir? Good morning. How are you? You're on the clock with Aaron Green.
Oh, Miss Aaron, how you doing, Miss Aaron?
I'm good, thank you. I just want you to know you owe me a bag of Gannap. Okay, let's get to it.
The small things. Now, all right. Miss Aaron.
Yes, sir.
I have a problem, right?
Yeah.
I'm a public service worker. I work for government.
Okay.
Okay. I have some. Well, my daughter have some medical issues going on, right? I secured 3 loans, mm-hmm. a loan from 3 different banks. Okay.
Okay.
But for some reason, Mr. Davis, let me not use Brave with this. But I can use it with this. The Prime Minister got Carlson deciding whether or not your children live or die. Because this man decides, okay, you can't get a loan because I don't feel like you need a loan. Okay?
Just one quick question. Is there a board or a committee or a decision or
everybody? That's him. Listen, everyone, my PS, my permanent secretary signed off. My head of my department, it already passed through there.
Okay.
But finance has to give the okay. That says yay or nay.
Okay. You're in a very public place. Let's be careful how we talk about it. Do you have a lawyer?
No, I don't have a lawyer.
Okay, so the first thing I tell people is you can always go to the Eugene DePuch Law School Legal Aid Clinic and start there either for direct advice or for a referral to a lawyer, right? The second thing is you talk to your union rep?
The person that I talked to, they told me that it all boils down to, okay, My PS signed off on it. Everyone has signed. Mm-hmm. All boys down. Still to Simon Wilson.
I got you. Because
he's in charge of finance.
Here's what we want to do. We want to present to the powers that be the exigent circumstances. I think that's the right word. This is urgent. This is an emergency. I have a medical emergency. My dependent, which is different from I trying to make a big investment in FTX, right?
Exactly.
Or I trying to buy a fleet of cars to start a business. It's something entirely different. And I'm hoping that with an advocate, right, whether it's a lawyer or it's a union rep, that your petition can be raised again, right? Because I think... I understand there is a level of oversight in terms of how many loans, right? Like what your debt ratio can be, and that's a given. But in this circumstance,
can I say something?
Yeah.
I before I made any complaints, mm-hmm. I checked and I made sure I was in the boundaries. Okay, you have to be left with at least 65%. I was left with more than 65%.
Okay.
Of my salary. That's number one. Number two. He asked, okay. At first he said, okay, we don't want you to get it.
Okay, but hold on. Cousin, I want you to be very careful. See, bringing it to the airwaves is a balance, right? It could be very helpful, but it could also be problematic, right?
I know. I used to be a wrong place in the name, you'll never get nothing.
Right, so let us figure out the best way forward. Now, here's the next thing. I am not telling you to give up on what you think is owed to you or what you think is accessible within the scope of the law and the legislation. But what I am saying is let's also use this space to appeal to either a donor, someone who could pay for it, or someone who could work with you, right, and possibly offer you a loan that at a rate set within the scope of the existing legislation. Right?
Really and truly, Ms. Payne, I'm an island man, and it take a lot for me just to call here because honestly and truly, island people, we get pride.
Yeah.
Where it be like, hey, I work, even though I work for government, every day I go to work after work.
Mm-hmm.
I have a side job as well.
Okay? I got you.
So, you know, and when I doing that, I dive in or selling coffee or fish or, I mean, we don't ask people for charity.
All right.
You understand?
So watch this. The Nuri, the public service union is a part of which Congress?
I'm not sure. And I think
it's not
because I'm not in the union.
Ah, I got you. I understand. Okay, so I can ponder on this. I'm going to ask people who are listening in the audience, man, look here, if you have an idea of the direction this gentleman should go in, send a text or something, anonymous something, call in and just say, hey.
I just want to know why it is that Simon Wilson, him alone, because everyone I ask, everyone...
Let's rephrase it. Hold on. Let's rephrase it.
Let me put it like this. As a finance, whoever's in charge of finance.
Let's rephrase it. The question is, exactly what is the protocol in the space in that area?
I just want to know how come one person get the device.
Is this a decision that only one person makes?
Yes.
Is that the scope? No, in effect, it could be.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. How is that?
In nature, it may not be. Here's what I'm saying. On paper, it may not be a one-person decision. In effect, like the way that government has operated over time, almost like convention or custom, it has become a one-person decision. So we need to figure out exactly what the regulations and the scope of the regulations are to ensure that they're operating tightly within those bounds. And if they're not, then we have a space to petition in. Otherwise, we need to be very careful and talk about the office and not the
office of the finance minister is denying. Me, I'm not the first. See, if I was the first, then I would feel like it's maybe something I'm lacking in, but I'm not the first. Operation for his child, and guess what? He lost his government job. You know why? His child got the operation, but he's going to jail for armed robbery. Because people ain't going to let their children die just because you decide they're getting a loan, but they're paying back out of the ball, mind you.
I understand.
Like, you ain't asking for the government to help you or lend me a finance. Can you give me $5,000? No.
It's a loan that you're going
to
pay back.
I'm asking you to allow me to allow the bank to take $267 out of my check.
I got you.
And you're telling me no, so now I'm supposed to let my child die. No. I have a friend, like I said, sitting up in jail right now for armed robbery, but his child already got the operation she needed.
Thank God for small mercies.
They turn law-abiding citizens into criminals.
Systems, dysfunctional systems will frustrate people until they have to act outside the scope of the law. I want us to be very careful and responsible. I'm not diminishing the importance or the urgency of your issue at all.
Yes, it is urgent, and that's why I'm saying, all right, as a man, I will not sit back and let my children suffer for somebody else's children sitting soft, and if they get to call,
so
go
here's what to do.
Hospital.
Okay. Here's what to do right now. When you hang up from me, call Ministry of Labor and Public Service.
Ministry of Labor and Public Service.
Ask to speak to the PS, and you want to make an appointment for...
Is that next to the minister?
Same compound.
I went there already.
But have you spoken to the PS or the minister?
No, ma'am, I haven't.
Okay, so what you want to do is you want to make an appointment to speak to the PS and or the minister.
Is that Miss Glover?
That's Mrs. Pia Glover Rule.
Miss Pia Glover asked me if I'm in a constituency, so if it came like if I'm in a constituency, she got at me. I didn't been through that.
Don't watch nothing. We're going to, in this very moment right now, we are going to presume that she wanted to ensure that if any conflicts of interest arose, she could manage them properly. That's what we could say in this moment, okay? Between me and you. If you cannot get an appointment with them, call the secretary to the cabinet and indicate you got a life-related urgency and you need to speak to somebody, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that. I actually here and there now. To try and make an appointment at the public service.
Yes, sir. Please.
I'll go there. I'm actually heading there right now.
Okay.
All right. So thank you much, Mr. Mann.
You're welcome. Don't worry about the Gnap. You got other things to worry about.
I got you.
All right. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Hi. Morning, Aaron Green.
Morning, sir. How you do?
Fine, thank you.
Good.
Listen, Aaron, Monaco Beach shoreline
has
fastly becoming a blanket fill of seaweed that contains lots of bottle and cans in it, all right? But we need beach and park authority to clean it up before the Bahamians can enjoy our natural resource.
Without a doubt.
Lots of seaweed, and it looks very untidy out there.
Okay, where you think, is the trash coming from the beach or is trash washing up from the shore?
It's actually the seaweed from the beach along with cans and bottles. That's mixing it. And
from the land.
Because, you know, where the sun is shining, you can actually see them shining, and it's a lot. It looks terrible out there.
Yeah.
They need to pay quick attention to that.
It turns out that beaches, it looked like beaches and parks itself is a problem, no matter who's managing it, hey.
You know, a couple of weeks ago, we had a good Samaritan who said he was doing it for the exercise, who actually PV'd off the beach and put him up, right? He said he's doing it for exercise without any pay, and parks and beaches still never came and carted them away. If you look at Monica Beach now, you'll see some heaps of actually seaweed that's being swept up there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a good Samaritan who actually did it on his own. He's not being paid for it.
And nobody's come and collected it yet.
No, and it looked terrible for the Bahamians.
And I want to say thank you very much, eh?
Thank you. Okay, Ren.
Absolutely. Even though we had a cool story in yesterday's paper about the BAMSI student whose research has been accepted in an international study on neem and its value in animal and like husbandry, but in treating animals, right? We already know what we can do with seaweed. The question is, why aren't we using this resource that's available to us? Also, what's up with beaches and parks? We got a lot of callers on the line. We're going to go to the callers. And I want to talk about these taxis, man. Good morning, caller.
Hey, morning, Ms. Green. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
Okay, I want to comment on the last person who called about the weed and the garbage, right?
Uh-huh.
We don't need beach and parks. We need y'all to stop being nasty and throwing garbage on the beach.
Okay, I usually agree with you. You are half of the solution there. The other half is, it is obvious to anybody with good sense, including the people who's parked their car on the grass, which is intended for children to play on. It should be obvious to everybody that the bins that are erected on that beach and park are not sufficient. First of all, they're not enough bins, right? They're not enough bins, and the bins themselves are not large enough, and they're not the proper types of bins for a windy location. Here's the next thing. You got at least one entity operating out there that, unless they change the scope of the legislation, should not be operating out there. Only temporary vendors supposed to be operating. The tip of a temporary vendor permit is that you're supposed to remove all of your trash at the end of the day. You're not supposed to rely on the infrastructure on the beach as a vendor. Seaweed have great agricultural properties. There's a whole bunch of stuff we could be doing with it. We could be making composite pallets with seaweed. It may not be the sargassum, but we could start working in that direction. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Green.
Morning.
I have a couple of quick comments here. Try to make it quick. But you know, the thing is about that, where the gentleman talked about Montague, right?
Uh-huh.
I see where at the northern wall where the garbage or et cetera becomes entrapped or engulfed in the seaweed.
Uh-huh.
So when you look at it, that's one seaweed I would need, which is immiscible. You see it floating within the water within that area. And so because it's entrapped and it is actually circulates. So not everybody throws garbage into the sea, but we have to remind the public that when they throw something away, it doesn't go away. And so maybe people should be fined, et cetera. If they're having a party, you should help make for arrangement. Even if the garbage is full, that doesn't give you a reason to proliferate the place with garbage, you know what I mean? But another thing is, Ms. Green, is did you get someone to find out if Hay Street really is a one-way street? Even though I know it's a one-way street, I'm 61. I've never seen anybody turn to go west on Hay Street. So I know Market Street being southbound, respectively, and Blue Road being northbound, respectively, some of those corners that run between those corners, they are being made one-way, all right?
Mm-hmm.
You know that, right, Ms. Green?
Yeah.
Some of those corners are made one way, and the way they do that is they put a sign with a block, like, you know, like a dead end, like a cul-de-sac in the States or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how this person can say it's a two-way, because really and truly there's no provisions for it to be. I saw a roadblock the other day. I didn't see anybody make a right turn there. All right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and basically, another thing, this is a little joke for C.A. Nui, right? Because this is a counter-argument, because I'm vexed that every time Bahamians say something, a texter called and talked about the migrants changing their name to Bahamian names, right?
Mm-hmm.
And which one will be the slave? Colonial names, which is a post-colonial construct. So then the question becomes, my counter-argument, why then would a migrant want to change his name, the master them name? He's no different, he's worse, because he has a French master name, but he want to change it into English master name. So that's my counter-argument. So what happened, Beeman can't speak now, but something that they say, why are they changing their name to master them name? That still makes them a slave, and they still bleaching. Give thanks, yeah.
I got you, 52. I knew your texter reached out to me. They texted, right? They didn't call. They sent like a message on the platform. It's rude. I wonder what they was talking about, like, because I didn't respond frequently on the platform. And I realized they were talking. When the woman called in to say the same thing, it is two-way. And I said, listen, I'm being rude, but like, click. I didn't hang up right away.
It's a two-way, though.
You wearing a white shirt, but you ain't wearing a white robe. You do not look like a lot like Jesus of Nazareth, but not in this uniform you have on, sir.
Kaz has turned right there.
But the point that I was making, particularly in directing the callers in that way, is this. Mm-hmm. We need an official proclamation from the authority. Mm-hmm. I don't want anybody to go before a court and say, man, I hear Aaron on Aaron Green's show,
yes,
you could turn through that corner.
Mm-hmm.
That we're not doing that. The responsibility is not on the residents in the area. It's on the Ministry of Transport, the Ministry of Works, the Ministry of National Security, right, to ensure that proper road signage is erected, that drivers know what is expected of them at every intersection, that they know what the lines in the road mean. Producer, we're going to go to the caller. I see you. You on hold. Let me just read this. Collision. Grand Bahama, yesterday's news. A three-vehicle collision near Gold Rock on Warren J. Lavardi Highway leaves an 18-wheeler engulfed in flames and three men injured. Police say speed may have been a factor. This marks the third serious accident on the island in under 48 hours. There was another traffic fatality yesterday that claimed the life of a child, apparently. Mr. Newry, see, this road is important, mm-hmm, and we have not been taking it seriously enough. And, caller coming right now, see, was it stern and harsh? Yes. Was it rude? No. And let me tell you why. Ever since the former officer in charge of road traffic went in blend and said, hey, we didn't even read the law. We didn't even know what the law said, and now that we know what the law says, we ain't enforcing it. Yeah, none of us are taking it seriously enough, and we can start taking it seriously. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. I'm sorry, I missed you. Good morning, caller.
Hey, man, I just have a question, right?
Yeah.
When I got to Freeport and saw on the beach right there, the machine was clean, the seaweed has just run back and forth.
Uh-huh.
Straight from the beach, and there's absolutely no seaweed there, and the sand is pure.
Okay.
Why we don't get like a couple of them cross said to do the beaches pertaining to seaweed problem?
Okay, because those large machines also have some cons, some negatives to them, right? And the question.
What is the negative too?
Well, because in that seaweed is a whole bunch of biodiversity. On that beach is a whole bunch of beach life, and a lot of it you can't see. It's microscopic, but its value is astronomical, right? And so. We haven't done sufficient studies to determine what is on the beach, what should be on the beach, what should be on the beach in each season. And now for pretty clean beaches, for tourists, be ready to just... See, look at the irony. You're going to destroy the beach to make it look pretty for tourists. When you grow up running on chop rock and picking curb and whelk and diving in the ocean, right? Our pursuit of tourism is going to be the thing that kills our potential to be tourism providers. Yeah. The traffic fatalities and the accidents are horrific. I saw a car that looked like God grabbed it by its front end and mashed it up like he's mad at y'all. I mean, on the road. Don't want to use turn signals. Don't want to observe the speed, the rate of traffic around you. Don't understand what two lanes heading in the same direction means. Just disregard all the lines in the road. But even if the line fades away, you know where the middle of the line of the road is. Why are your large vehicles constantly in other people's lanes? Why are there so many bullies on the road? Almost got pushed off JFK on Thursday, making an airport run. Watch the police officers drive around a vehicle that was obviously and belligerently obstructing traffic by the mall. You know when you always come out the side and try to go into the mall, but you end up blocking the two southbound lanes to the highway? The police officer just right by that. This Grand Bahama act yesterday, it troubled my spirit. Which is why we go into a break. And when we get back from the break, I'm going to get to the text and I'm going to read these stories. That's why these taxi and livery stories are so important. Because the corporate, commercial, professional, and business drivers in your country set the standard for ordinary drivers. And it appears that that's what many of them are doing. You're on the clock with Aaron Green. We go into a break. When we get back from the break, all of these texts. See you in a moment.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there'll be no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. We can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible. Work with the brightest minds. And leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the thing. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stop by, make home repairs. Purchase a generator and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Morning, Mac. I want to say thank you to my producer. I don't know if he found it himself or he just has inspired people to send him information. I don't care, especially if you say in your mind, boy, I can send Kermit that information so he could learn Aaron something. Please, learn me something. I love it. I love it. What is life if we are not here to learn? Okay. Somebody says, it is two-way. Not because there is no central line means it's not a two-way. I could be honest with you, sir. If there's no central line, it ain't a two-way. I'm just telling you, the line may have disappeared, but look at the intersection right there, and look at how it was reconstructed with the changing of Market Street. Is it two-way? Maybe. Did the people who was designing the road know that? Probably not. Did they design it like a two-way? Definitely not. Has there been a stripe in the middle of that road since they did the Market Street?
Never been straight.
Okay, they're good stuff. Good stuff. Just once we know.
Definitely a narrow entrance to go.
Listen, don't be perpetuating this foolishness. If y'all see how the taxi driver tried to turn into that corner, it was hilarious. Here's a text. Aaron, I know you hate to hear this, but let's be reforming behind. Did not do the driver's license test. You will have fatalities on the road. Text, if you put anybody behind the wheel, right? You'll have fatalities. But also we get people behind the wheel who have license and know what the rules are and still don't care. I drove past one of them this morning on the moon. I'm buying on me. I was waiting for them to say something. So I could say, call the police right now on your phone while you're driving. Good morning, caller. But I didn't say that because I wasn't thinking that.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi. Good morning, folks. How are you all doing today? I'll be good. I'm calling regarding a previous caller that you had. Did I hear a gentleman say, the one who said he needed another loan to help his daughter because she's sick?
Yeah, he said that he had been approved for three loans at the same, still was within the debt ratio, loan ratio, that's set by the government, and he doesn't understand why he's not been given government approval for the release of the repayments?
Miss Grant, not less of you, Governor Scott. Mm-hmm. Okay? Retired now. But how much more loan you want? As my man, I commend the gentleman for trying to take care of his child. You understand? But how much loan you want on that little salary?
I appreciate what you're saying, ma'am. I appreciate what you're saying. And for any other issue, right? Children and dependents. Children and elder dependents, right?
Uh-huh.
I say right away, we have to be prepared. We have to be prepared to practice a degree of personal and fiscal responsibility, right? I understand what you're saying.
There you go.
But in this particular instance, when we're talking about trying to save our child's life.
But you're using that, maybe you're just using that as an excuse to get a fourth loan.
Now, if that's the case, now, ma'am, I would you.
What was the first three for? That's what I wanted him to say.
No, he said, no. He said all three of the loans were for the child, and that any loans that he would have gotten paid. He was saying that he had secured three loans for the purpose of...
Right. He didn't say he paid all of them.
No. He said he's had them all approved right now. The three are sitting on the table right now. At least three to be able to take care of his daughter, and he can't get any of them approved.
Miss Grant, listen to this.
Now, if he's telling an untruth, I with you. You can't be calling me on the radio trying to build up sympathy for lies.
Thank you.
But if it is his child...
And listen, those people, and he said about 65%, and he looked like he's trying to mock them.
First child.
He say for his child. Okay, and I say, because a lot of men in this country don't know.
Ma'am, I already in heavy waters in the turbulence. They already think I hate man. Ma'am. We can be easy. And in particular, like I say, if it's an untruth, then, you know, what you put out there, you're going to get back. The text says, the offspring of fatherless immigrant kids who are lost, empty, and dealing in corruption, buying licenses, drugs, and guns, contribute to crime, fraud, accidents, and fatalities. A gentleman who was estranged from his father, and he body slammed a girl on the beach.
Yeah.
Y'all stop casting these aspersions about people's lives. When we would talk about a whole group of Haitian migrants in the country like this man. We have a problem with children who have been emotionally and psychologically abandoned across culture, across ethnicity, across generations of Bahamians. There's a text, hey, Street West on Market Street is not physically two-way. No large vehicle can turn through that corner. Let road traffic respond to this. That's what I'm saying. I'm not telling people, oh, you stupid, or you wrong. I'm saying the most responsible thing to do is to let road traffic do it. Right? I don't know if we could compel them to do that. But we could try. Here's a text. It says, I was blown off the red light for moving too slowly off the light and then tailgated in Marathon while in my car going under the speed limit. If these drivers are in a rush, they need to leave home. You know what I can do with you, texter? I will protest publicly with you for public transportation because it looked like you need public transportation. It looked like you feel that the whole world and the whole country's economy could run on your pace at the speed you want to go when you want to go it. The country is failing, one reason, because we cannot move at the pace of our own economy, not our personal economy, not a collective economy, not a community economy, not a national economy. And we got some older, miserable people out there on the road saying out loud, I don't know where y'all have to go. You should have planned your life better. You know what? You should have planned your life better because driving at 7 miles an hour next to another car driving at 7 miles an hour. Going nowhere is only impeding the development of this country. You can't drive on Shimei Iguana, but a lot of y'all sure are trying.
I was a taxi driver.
That's the music. I gotta go. You've been on the clock with Aaron Green. Callers, I'm sorry. I didn't even get to all of the texts. And this text is texting me again. NHIA has yet to pay its providers. Ah, boy. in it, I can keep saying it, I can keep reading it. Y'all have a good day, because Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri is up next.
This was the end of the talk. I said $35. The man grabbed me by the collar. Talk both scared and be funny. I feel my pants. I thought I was a taxi driver.